University of Wisconsin Stout announced this week that a new academic center will open this fall and be funded entirely through a donation from the Charles Koch Foundation, a move that Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor decried as very, very troubling. We will talk with UW Stout's Chancellor, Bob Meyer, about Taylor's concern and she says the Koch brothers are starting to buy up the UW system due to defunding public education. We'll also talk with them about what this new center is all about. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We will also wonder if you share Representative Taylor's concerns or not. And by the way, we did invite her to take part in today's program, but she was unavailable. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Very happy to have with us the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Stout, Bob Meyer. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be on today.
It's nice to have you. So first off, what is this Center for the Study of Institutions and Innovation going to be about?
Well, it's really to bring a dialogue to the campus on issues pertaining to civil liberty and related issues, government, business, society, science, religion, just a spectrum of topics, and bring in speakers from all ends of the continuum to enlighten our students and enlighten our staff and engage in a discourse. Tim Scheel, who will be running the center, is a professor of philosophy at UW-Stout. He's published a number of national articles on freedom of expression. He's the founder of UW-Stout's Ethics Center. Very solid. His intention is to really have this this center play right down the middle of the plate. If we have a speaker that comes in with, let's say, a certain ideology, we want to make sure that we have a panel of experts expressing the other point of view, sort of a point-counterpoint type of situation. Mm-hmm. And the whole intention is to expose, it's really at the heart of what the definition of a university should be, to expose students to the universe of thinking and provide them with the background of thought along a spectrum on any topic so that they can make up their minds and become better critical thinkers.
Mm-hmm. And maybe more on that in a bit, but all of the money for this center, $425,000 in the first year, which could be renewed each year for 3 years after that, pending
That's
agreements,
right.
Brings the total to potentially $1.7 million. This money is coming from the Charles Koch Foundation. Charles and his brother David are billionaires who have invested a lot of money into advancing libertarian causes, promoting free market Republican candidates, and ousting Democrats. So how did this donation come about?
Well, it came about over about a year's worth of discussions because, you know, initially when we had contact with the Charles Koch Foundation, our separate university foundation was, of course, very interested in this because of the controversial nature of the donor, as was the university. We wanted to make sure that as this was framed up, if we were going to accept this gift, that it was fully vetted, that everybody understood that it was going to be used in a way that did not have an ideology or a specific agenda. That was very important to me in going through this. So it really took us about a year to vet this opportunity and make sure that the language of the agreement, Charles Koch Foundation is giving up any sort of ties to the center that we're forming. They really can't control the agenda or the speakers that we bring in. They are promoting, of course, the mission, which is really to bring in a diverse view of perspectives on issues of civil liberty. So we were satisfied with that. We captured that in the agreement. It was vetted by the Stout University Foundation and its board. It was vetted by our center. It will become a center, obviously, at Stout. So we took it through the Faculty Senate, and we went through our process of vetting a center's development here on campus. So it really got, over the course of a year, a good hearing by the university community and the university foundation. Obviously, with the nature of the donor in this case, there were concerns about what strings are attached, and we made sure that the agreement really has no strings other than, you know, to specify that we want a program that brings in a spectrum of thought on any of the issues that are going to be discussed.
Mm-hmm. So you're not, by accepting this money, concerned that the Koch brothers' political philosophy will dominate or seep into UW-Stout?
I have absolutely no reservations on that point. I know that we have built safeguards into this. There are no strings attached to this money. It is clean.
Yeah. Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor of Madison posted on her Facebook page yesterday that the announcement of the center and the funding for the center is very, very troubling, and that the Koch brothers are, in her words, starting to buy up the UW system due to Republican cuts to education. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say, first of all, that was a concern that even some of our foundation board members expressed, so I can understand the point of view, but I don't think there's any basis to the concern based on the level of vetting that we had and the care that we took in crafting the agreement between the Charles Koch Foundation and the University Foundation. So that was a concern that I had as well, and you know, my concerns are allayed, so I would just say that take a good look. We have the agreement available if anyone wants to read it. We can provide it to them. But I think it's very clean, and it's, I think, very honorable. In fact, I'm very excited. I've taken the other point of view as this has developed, that this is going to be great for the university because it's going to heighten our ability to really bring in speakers on a variety of topics and thoughts from a spectrum of thinking, which, again, going back to the true definition of a university, exposing our students to the universe of thought is exactly what we should be doing. So I think it's, I personally believe it's a great donation. I think it's going to, again, extend the programming here at UW-Stout in a very positive way. There will not be ideology connected with this. We've made very, very clear efforts to make sure that that doesn't happen. We have checks and balances built into this. I, for example, will be evaluating the center. I have basically full control over that as chancellor. And the center director, Tim Scheel, if I didn't mention it, he's a professor of philosophy at UW-Stout. He's published a number of articles regarding freedom of expression. He founded our Ethics Center here at Stout. He's just going to be a very solid, I think, leader on this and drive it right down the middle of the road and be impartial and invite different points of view, which is exactly what the mission of the university should be.
Yeah. Representative Taylor engaged a few people on her Twitter feed yesterday as well and said that the Koch brothers aren't known for fostering dialogue. They're known for buying policies and legislators. Are you at all concerned about any bad optics in taking the money?
Well, I think, you know, that, again, was something that came up over the course of the year. What are the optics? And the way we looked at it is, what can we achieve for our students in a very positive and constructive way? Again, without we wanted to make sure there were no strings attached to this, this center, based on, you know, previous history and what we had heard. There's been controversies at other campuses, but such as Western Carolina University, I believe, and we were in touch with many of these universities to look at how they structured their agreements to assure that there was no due influence on the university or its programming. And I think we've achieved that very well in the agreement that's been signed. And that's my intent, to make sure that, again, there's no ideology reflected in this. I don't see this. They've given up control. I think they are very interested in supporting freedom of expression and a diversity of points of view and engaging our students in a broad discussion, which I think is very healthy and exactly what UW-Stout should be doing.
Bob Meyer is the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Stout in Menominee, and he is talking with us about a new center that will be funded on the UW-Stout campus through a donation from the Charles Koch Foundation. It's a move that is raising some eyebrows among some, including Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor. We wonder if you share any concerns or if you have questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234. Listening to the Ideas Network, I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with the UW-Stout Chancellor, Bob Meyer, about a new center, a new academic center that will open on the UW-Stout campus this fall that will be funded through a donation from the Charles Koch Foundation, which is a move that has some concerned. Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor says this is very, very troubling. We wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Chancellor Meyer says that there are no strings attached to this this money, and he thinks that it will benefit the university and the community at large to have this new center that will be focusing in on civil liberty issues. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Brandy on Facebook says, as a stout Democrat who doesn't trust the Koch brothers, I do have to say that they value education. I believe they donate to PBS as well. So such a donation doesn't surprise me. A reaction to that, Chancellor Meyer?
Well, I think, in a sense, he's correct about that. I look at, let me just read from the agreement what the Charles Koch Foundation is committing to here. They agree that the academic freedom of the university's faculty, students, and staff is critical to the success of both the university's and the center's research, scholarship, education, teaching, and service mission, and that the party shall not take any action that has the effect of infringing on the independence or integrity of the university or the academic freedom of its personnel. You know, I just think that's a key point that I really believe their intent, and I can read further where they state it's really to promote a free exchange of ideas that will benefit the well-being of the individuals and society. You know, my sense is that they do want to support a diverse discussion on campus, and that's the way it's been framed up. So I look at every donation that we receive or that we need to act on in terms of what strings are attached. There are no strings other than what I think are our noble intents to engage in a free dialogue about civil liberties and other issues that are affecting society, and exposing our students to the range of thought that's involved with those issues. I just think that that's very productive, and it has a place here at UW-Stout. It's really encouraging the engagement of a dialogue and supporting that. So there are no strings attached to these funds in a way where one ideology is presented over another. It's to make sure that the spectrum of thought is being exposed to the student body and the staff.
Yeah. What about this, Chancellor Meyer? What if the foundation decides after a year that you didn't bring in enough free market ideology speakers to counter other views and then just says, we're not going to give you any more money?
Well, the foundation has the full right, as does the Charles mm-hmm. Koch Foundation. As they look at this, they could. This is a renewable grant for an additional 3 years, so they could choose not to renew the grant. You know, we're just assured right now on what we signed off on mm-hmm. for $425,000 to support the center. Likewise, this is something that our foundation, an independent organization, which has its own board, obviously has had the same concerns that are being expressed publicly. So they're going to be watching this and the programming that comes through the center, and they're going to want to make sure that it's a balanced dialogue. If that doesn't happen, then I think they may turn down the donation in the future, or likewise the Charles Koch Foundation could choose not to continue the donation. From my point of view, I'm looking for the same thing. I'm going to be overseeing Tim Scheel, the center director. I think he's an excellent choice. I've got full confidence in him. He's a national leader in the debate over free expression and understands the full spectrum of thought there and wants to promote those discussions, which is really something that I think every university should have. So I think as long as it continues to serve the mission that's written up in the agreement, I think we're going to have a very positive impact on UW-Stout and the state of Wisconsin.
Let's go to John in Green Bay. Hello, John.
Hi, good morning. I, with all due respect, Chancellor, I think this is much bigger than this one agreement. I'm a Stout grad. I donate to the university. This is the first I've actually heard of this. And nobody contacted any other that I know of donors and said, hey, you know, well, what do you think about this? And I think you better weigh the donations you won't get. Having the Koch brothers' name on something associated with UW-Stout is going to change the entire dynamic. They don't do anything without their agenda. This is their grassroots effort to get into something that it might seem very very harmless at the onset, but I'm sorry. This is just a really, really bad idea.
So he thinks that there has to be an agenda, Chancellor Meyer. What's your response to that?
Well, again, I'd just say that the UW-Stout, the Stout Foundation, had the same concerns that he had. I did as well when this first emerged, and we have an airtight agreement with them based on what some of the other universities had to navigate as well. This isn't the first donation that the Charles Koch Foundation has made. They've had many, many across the United States. So we investigated agreements to make sure that in fact, they cannot control the programming, and we have full control over that. This is about the discussion of civil liberties, and really, if you're opposing the center, you're opposing that free discussion. And so I get it that this is a controversial donor, but, you know, we would be in the same place if George Soros were considering supporting the center. We would entertain that donation as well. It would be as fully vetted as this donation was through the foundation, through our center development process on campus and our faculty. This has gotten a lot of review from everybody over the course of a year, more so probably than any donation we've ever received. So
And we also have full lines, so people are very, very interested in this, and we have limited time with you. So let me go to one more call. Tom in Viroqua. Hi, Tom.
Yes, good morning, Joy, Chancellor. Joy touched on this. I would be more comfortable if the Koch brothers had just given the $1.7 million outright. That would give you the no-strings-attached independence that you're talking about. But the fact that they are, in fact, holding back almost $1.5 million of the proposed grant based on what looks like totally subjective viewpoints on that. Is there any objective criteria in your agreement whereby they would refuse you further funding, or is it just whether they're happy with the way it went and what issues were raised and talked about and by whom?
Well, if that's what they choose to do, that's what they choose to do. They I think the reason that they originally proposed a full 4-year funding, and I think on our side we were comfortable with the idea of let's try this for a year and see how it goes. So it cuts both ways in terms of the comfort level on how this works. I'm not getting any signals from the Charles Koch Foundation that they want to control any of the agenda or the topics, and they've fully supported the idea of whatever topic we bring in. If there are two sides to the story or three sides to the story, we have full control over who we bring in to speak on those and comment on the topics, and I think that's just extremely positive.
Yes. Do you have
them? There are no strings attached, and the agreement is available. We'll provide it to anybody who wants to look at it.
Yeah. Is there a first program already in the works?
Tim Scheel is working on that. He's working it up, and I think anybody who's concerned about the program, with what I've heard that Tim is, what he's entertaining, I think we'll be delighted with the spectrum of thought that he's bringing in.
Wonderful. Well, we'll maybe talk about some of the issues you're talking about. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Yep, my pleasure. Thank you.
Bob Meyer is the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Stout in Menominee. And by the way, we did invite Representative Chris Taylor to join us for this discussion, but she was unavailable today.